Nolte, left-wing group demands CNN fire CEO after Trump town hall triumph. By John Nolte on May 12, 2023. A pro-baby murdering group called Ultraviolet is calling for CNN CEO Chris Licht's firing over former President Trump's Wednesday town hall triumph. Let's be clear, Ultraviolet screeched on Twitter. CNN not only allowed Trump to lie, they enabled him. We're calling on CNN to fire CEO Chris Licht who knowingly broadcasted lies and conspiracies on national television, the baby killers harumphed. The network flagrantly compromised its journalistic integrity for ratings and viewership. Shame on them and Chris Licht for bringing disinformation on TV. Honestly, for a group this eager to avoid responsibility by killing babies, you'd think they'd sound like they get laid occasionally. The rant concludes with this: if the network has any ethics left, they'll fire Chris Licht immediately. All that's missing from that tweet is a "well, I never." Excuse me for a moment. I'm sorry. I'm going to require a little time to wipe away my streaming tears of joy. It's happening, y'all. As I told you on Thursday, Trump dealt CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, a likely death blow. CNN's only remaining viewers are the woke Gestapo. No one else watches. And now CNN has alienated its residual viewership because Trump utterly triumphed over CNN and moderator Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins Wednesday night. And other than Trump's presence, nothing, and I mean nothing, alienates and angers the woke Nazis more than Trump looking good. Things are so bad at CNN that smug, little Anderson Cooper is begging viewers not to run away to MSNBC, even as he attacks his own employer. Don't you understand? Don't you get it? CNN hit the ratings bottom long ago. And now the bottom is falling out because Trump's Wednesday night kill shot alienated all of CNN's residual viewers. Over the past 8 years, CNN has painted itself into an ideological corner. With its lies and conspiracy theories, with its election meddling, and calls for violence, CNN alienated everyone but the woke Nazis. And now? Teehee. The woke Nazis are furious and determined to make CNN pay. And why shouldn't they make CNN pay? They hold all the power. In its smug, partisan, and childish zeal to destroy Trump, CNN gave them that power. How does CNN survive this? If you have only one group of customers remaining and you slap those customers across the face, how do you survive? And don't forget, Nurse Ratched was being groomed to take CNN's coveted 9 p.m. slot, which is crucial to CNN surviving in the ratings. But Nurse Ratched is toxic now. First, she looked like a lightweight out there because she is a lightweight. Worse, while her glaring lack of chops destroyed her appeal to the left, the fact that she was repeatedly caught lying and hectored and heckled Trump like a drunken first wife destroyed her appeal and credibility with everyone else. They might still put her in the 9 p.m. slot. If so, good luck, cupcake. You have no idea the joy that consumes my heart over this. The only thing better than CNN's comeuppance is that this comeuppance is in slow motion. It's Chinese water torture for vile people who all got it coming. Enjoy this, you all. I sure am. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.